You're on The Burt Show.
Did she or did she not go on the date? That is the question. Abby, were you self-sabotaging or were you seeing the red flags for what they really were?
You know, that's the question I brought to the table earlier this week. And in all honesty, I just wanted you guys all to be like, cancel the date, girl. You don't need to go, because I didn't want to have to leave my house this week. But, you know, I thought I would be a big girl and maybe try and woman up. So there were a couple of things on his dating app profile that just kind of made me feel like, I don't really feel like me and this guy are going to gel. I feel like when you're on the dating apps long enough, you start to kind of get a feel for people very quickly based off of some of the things that you see in their profile. And if you haven't spent a significant amount of time on the dating apps, sometimes it can sound a little judgmental, but sometimes there's validity to it. So I figured I'd bring the five things I thought were a little bit red flaggish to the table and just see if I was sounding a little too crazy. The first one that gave me a little like, something's wrong, is something that I think every woman on this app will agree with me about, is the fact that he listed his job as entrepreneur, which is just code word for unemployed. It's a pipe dream, essentially. Until you are CEO of said LLC or whatever company you've registered, you can call yourself an entrepreneur, but you're basically saying you got a pipe dream. The second one was that he had a lot of videos of him on his Instagram, like lifting weights and doing a lot of like just D-bag behavior, like a lot of gym D-bag behavior. And it's one thing if you're a personal trainer, that's your job, like that's fine. Then you want to show off the merch, essentially. Lawson he's an entrepreneur. So I was kind of like, that's a little sus to me. He might just be like the kind of guy that just is going to come to the date, snort a line of protein, and and then ask for his PBR. So that was a little bit of a red flag for me. He also didn't answer any of the prompts. So on Hinge, you have to answer 3 or 4 different questions or you can't put out your profile. And the questions were like, what's your favorite color? And he just put dot, dot, dot. So he didn't have to answer in the questions.
Well, he didn't have time. He's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, so true. He's so busy.
Uh-huh. Lifting weights without a shirt on and whatnot.
With all those shirtless ad pictures, he's just like, just look at my stomach. Like, you don't need to hear me say words. And I was like, true that, himbo. Love that for you. He also didn't really engage in any small talk. Like the first question he asked me was, hey, would you like to go here at this time at this place? Which I think a lot of men hear from women in other segments where they hear that women want direction and confidence. And yes, but also like, how about what happened to hello? How are you? You know, how was your day? And then you can ask me out. I don't want to do a ton of small talk, but give me some. Give me a teeny tiny bit of small talk. And then the last one was that he asked me to go out to a sports bar, which as a cocktail girly myself, I was kind of like, okay. I mean, it wasn't Hooters by any means, but it was sort of like an equivalent of like a Miller's Ale House, essentially. Maybe a little bit worse, because I do like Miller's, but, you know, maybe not for a first date. Just doesn't really give me romance. It's not giving the va-va-voom.
Yeah, but sometimes I feel like guys are damned if they do, damned if they don't, because so many women have also said, I just want you to take control. Like, don't ask me where I want to go, what I want to do. Like, you just tell me. And so he does get a point for that, for like making the plan and not relying on you.
Yeah.
Yes. Even though it, you know, had he asked you a couple questions, might have realized that might not have been the best location to take you guys for a first date. And if I remember correctly, you said this was going to be your first date since when?
I think last year. I cannot remember the last time I went on a first date. Like, that's how long it's been.
Okay.
So we love the initiative, but I want you to take the initiative right to the steakhouse. I mean, maybe not a steakhouse, but you know, just like a step above a sports bar, I think, but it whatever. So I bring it to the table and I'm listening to myself talk and I'm like, this really is just me trying to get out of the state. Like, I think I just don't want to go out on a weekday and grab a bev because I try not to drink during the week. I'm like, let me just woman up and let me just rip the band-aid off and let me go on the date. And that's what I did. I went on the date and you know what, guys? It wasn't horrible. And I think this is a big lesson that sometimes we can build things up in our heads of like, oh, I don't want to do that. Oh, I don't want to do that. That's going to be so much. It was an hour of my time. He showed up looking real good, actually. Man's was probably the cutest man I've ever been on a date with.
Okay.
And the sports bar wasn't that bad, but they did have my Sauvignon Blanc that I love. One of my favorite Sauvignon Blancs, Oyster Bay. And I sat there. We watched I can't remember. I think it was the Knicks game or there was some basketball game on.
The sports.
Maybe it was rugby or something.
We watched
balls while sitting next to another pair of balls. And it was fine. It was a totally fine date. An hour of my time. It was just that. It was a B+ date.
So will there be a second date?
No.
What?
Well, you didn't ask me, and I wasn't passionate enough about it to like push for it. So,
what was it about it? Like when you got there, I'm so curious.
Okay.
So you get there and you were kind of hesitant. See, I'm starting to wonder. Sorry, I'm all over the place. I'm starting to wonder if you're going in with such low expectations or such like a meh attitude that the guys are picking up on that.
No, I can honestly say the energy was fine on the date.
Okay.
To where I was a little shocked. I haven't heard from him yet. And so how do I paint the picture the correct way? So we're sitting there and we had a probably good 90 minutes of banter. We have a very similar background. Both of us went to SEC schools. We talked about like Greek life and all that good stuff. So we had a lot to cover. And I will say I did find myself like kind of blushing a little bit on the dates. Like I do think there was good energy, but in the back of my mind, I think some of the things that I picked up off the profile, did come to light in the
actual date.
Like I'm not 100% sure what his job is or what his direction is.
Okay.
And lack of ambition is a huge turnoff for me.
Yeah.
So even though I thought he was really handsome and I was happy to be there because he looked really good, I wasn't necessarily going to push for a second date, but I do think he tried to kiss me and I think I might've accidentally blocked it. He did that thing that guys do when they go in for the date where they sort of look like they're about to fall asleep. And you know, like when their eyes kind of go like, and they lean in. But I just went in for a side hug because I was like, I'm not confident I want to go out with them again.
So that's kind of what my question was going to be, a B+ date. And it was enjoyable, it seems, for both. Mm-hmm. And at the end, it just ends like there was no, can we do this again? Or will I see you again? He didn't initiate that at all.
No. So that, I guess that's my other thing is, I think maybe that's the thing that's missing for me with him is a little bit of a lack of like, you know what I mean? Like he had a lot of good initiative in the beginning, but we're kind of falling off here. You know what I mean? Like, where are you going in life? That's something that's attracted me as ambition. And also if he wanted to, he would just ask me out again. And he hasn't.
But you went.
But I went and it was fine.
And it was fine.
And
what every guy wants to hear.
Right. But that's how, but you know what? Moral of the story, that is how 99% of your dates when you're single are going to go, is that it's just going to be fine. So if you're worried about going on the date, if you're hesitant about it, just go on it. It's probably just going to be fine.
You're on The Burt Show.